The Pope is on his third day of a state visit to Britain. Today, he confronted the child sex abuse scandal that's thrown the Roman Catholic Church into crisis. Pope Benedict held a private meeting with five people abused by church clerics. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, he also made his strongest ever public statement on the issue.
The Pope chose to address the scandal in a solemn and pious setting. Mass at the Mother Church for England's Catholics, Westminster Cathedral in London. The congregation, including many Catholic clerics, listened in silence.
I think of the immense suffering caused by the abuse of children, especially within the Church and by her ministers. Above all, I express my deep sorrow to the innocent victims of these inexplicable crimes, along with my hope that the power of Christ's grace, his sacrifice of reconciliation, will bring deep healing and peace to their lives.
This was the Pope's most emotional attempt so far to reach out to the multitude of victims of abuse by Catholic priests. He spoke of his deep shame and his desire to help heal the victims. Later, as he has on other foreign visits, he held a private meeting with a few of the victims. Brian Doherty from Northern Ireland was not among them, though he too is a victim.
I was put in an orphanage 3 weeks old till I was 14 and a half, and I was abused big time. There's six people from my home who committed suicide. Some of them have been raped by the police.
Doherty's standing in a crowd of some 10,000 people near London's Hyde Park Corner. This is the largest demonstration against the Pope's visit to Britain so far. Some have come here to express their anger at the Vatican's policies on birth control, homosexuality and women priests. Many, including Doherty, brandish banners denouncing the sex abuse scandal. Doherty says the Pope's words today didn't go far enough.
We want an apology from the Pope. Come over to Ireland and apologise to us. Or see some of our groups. Why doesn't he answer some of the letters? If he can come over to Ireland there and apologise to us, I would accept it. But I would also accept if you got rid of the priests who have been abusing us. Get those bad apples out, because there's a hell of a lot of them in Ireland still working, and nuns.
Other victims have complained that the Pope still hasn't addressed the issue of the Church's cover-up of the sex abuse scandal. Market researcher Lucy Holliday, another protester, didn't think much of the Pope's statement today.
It's just about the least I would possibly expect. An apology that's been pretty much forced out of him many, many, many years too late. The fact there are still priests in office who are proven child abusers means it's simply not gone anywhere near far enough.
It was very, very good. He hit it just exactly right.
Josephine Robinson is chairman of the Association of Catholic Women. She was among a crowd of tens of thousands that gathered in Hyde Park for an evening prayer vigil with the Pope.
Scandals are awful. It's just dreadful when it's priests that are involved. The fact that it's a few priests doesn't make it any better. It shouldn't be any. And that he was took on so completely the suffering of the people who have suffered, I thought he put over most beautifully. And one feels that some people will certainly be moved by it.
This visit to Britain has been very difficult for Pope Benedict. He's faced anger and suspicion. Yet, like many in the crowd around her, Robinson says the Pope's trip is so far a great success.
I think he's managed it absolutely wonderfully. I mean, his total sincerity comes through all the time. And, of course, he's so intelligent and so holy. And you can't meet real holiness without loving it, I think.
Tomorrow the Pope goes to the city of Birmingham for the beatification of the great Victorian philosopher and Catholic convert, Cardinal John Henry Newman. Philip Rees, NPR News, London.